Blog Talk Radio.
Game 7 Radio, what's going on? What's going on, Joe? What's going on, Tank?
Welcome, world. Welcome, 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 world. What's up? What's up,
Joe? Man.
How y'all feeling, Sydney?
Man, I'm just trying to stay afloat, literally. I'm just trying to not drown.
Man,
this is the most depressing weather on earth.
And I said, if this is sunshine. If this is even 10% of what Seattle goes to, there's no way I want to go. I don't even want to go visit. No rainfall, no nothing.
But you know, studies show like, you know, this type of weather, the darkness, the no sunshine, that stuff called depression. It messes with your mood. I'm like, I need some sun. And I looked up sun on the internet today.
It just looking at videos of the sun. There goes the sun. Hello, spring.
I'm sure it affects production. I'm sure if you look at production over especially this long, because some people, you know, we can all go for a little rain here and there, but not 24 hours straight.
No.
It rained so much, we saw it first. Kids out of school for rain. Now, that's
right.
First.
Yeah, I hate it.
Who stood their broom up in the middle of the floor yesterday?
Who did what? Broom?
Yeah, who had their broom?
Of course.
So I get
it. I did it. I did it. Thought about posting it, and I said, I better not post it.
I wish you would have. I would have had me a good time tonight.
I almost did last night. I was so close. I was this close last night. I was like, ooh, I shouldn't do it. Then today, I was fucking around and made some videos with my mom doing. We got videos and all that stuff. So
I walk in the house this evening because school was out. The job my daughter had, she was off work today. Everybody off except for me. I had to swim to work. I come in the door. There's a broom standing in the middle of the floor. I said, so did y'all use it or is y'all just playing with it? I said, no. I actually had to come home and clean nothing, and y'all had a free day.
Black mama alert. But did y'all use now we got people putting up mops and everything. And people just standing up here and talking, look, grab it. I'm standing up. Lord have mercy. Now we'll wear it out now. We'll wear something out.
I tell you, it's something in my DNA that no matter what the challenge is or whatever it is, that I can't do it. I won't do it. Like, if it's the Popeye sandwich, if it's the ice, if it's the, I won't do it. I won't do any of them, ever.
I think that's a rebel because today, the last couple of days, I have, no, the last couple of weeks, I did the mother-daughter challenge, and I normally don't do challenges. And then I did the posting five things, but I'm proud of my kids, so that's a little bit.
You're a mother.
I kind of like them sometimes on Wednesday between the hours of 12 and 1. So I'm the same way. Like, if everybody else doing it, it's like something inside me make me not want to do it because everybody else doing it. I think something wrong with that in a way.
But at the same time, I will admit the broom challenge was kind of cool. I mean, I never knew. I mean, I know it don't have nothing to do with the gravity. But all these years with all these brooms, as much as I used to play with a broom as a kid, you know, as a kid, we used them as swords, guns. Never thought to stand them up by themselves. All the tree I done smoked in my life, and we ain't never said, hey, let's see if we can make a broom set up. That's what I can't get over. Of all the sour with these out of in hell, I've never said, hey, let's see if that broom is just standing straight up without leaning in the pantry, not pantry, but the mud room or whatever you call it. I'm not look. I'm not too good with the bougie names for all them rooms. In there with the washing machine is what I call it.
Joe, what you got going on over there? You over there writing the top five right now? You ain't work. You ain't doing your job. You over there quiet.
You ain't over there splat packing. It's been raining. Or are you tired?
I'm tired, my brother.
There it is. It's too much rain to get inside.
Well, but no, I kind of, the top five today was kind of difficult to do. So I've been all over researching all over the internet or whatever, trying to figure out how I want to come at it. But I think I got a decent one tonight.
That's what's up. How was y'all week this week?
It's been a good week.
I won't throw
it
away.
Crazy.
It's huge.
Yeah, it's been a hit the start of a week.
What'd you say, Meek?
I said, I just won't throw it away, and it's just huge.
Hey, let me, so y'all know I was in Houston last week. Have any of y'all been to the Turkey Hood?
Houston staple. We tried to go. It was too crowded last time I was in Houston. I couldn't get in.
Let me tell you something that that just blows my mind about just the Houston mindset, which is so much different. So the wait when we was there was 3 hours long, like 3 hours long, and it blew my mind to see that many. Of our own people, African Americans, waiting in the line just contently for food. Because I'm like, I don't think if we had a turkey hut in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, that you would get that many people to come out.
And you definitely would get nobody to wait 3 hours. I can guarantee you that.
I would say definitely not for no 3 hour wait.
First of all, stop comparing Tuscaloosa to other cities. We are not that big. It ain't but 4 of us here. So, of course, they don't want to be bad.
Okay, Mickey, you think they'll wait an hour?
It ain't gonna be no hour wait. Ain't but 3 of us here. We can't compare to the numbers. Y'all talking about bigger cities.
I don't
know, because like when something new comes in this city, everybody, all the 4 people times 3 is in line. Like they acted like Cheddar's with Turkey Hut when we first got Cheddar's.
But how long does that last here typically?
It won't last long. I was gonna say this. Even though I agree with Tamika, I'm with Joe. Like an hour maybe. Like because what Big Mike's in Moundsville, they stay on an hour and a half to 2 hour wait, and it's been open what, a year now. But turkey leg hunting, serving turkey leg, I should see it dying down, but I definitely can't see no more than a 40-minute, maybe wait, hour. But like Tamika said, we're not a major city. We're not going to be like the Turkey Hut or the Breakfast Club. We're not going to get that old lady gang. We're not going to get that type of feel. Slutty vegan. We never get it. We'll have enough people. But I wouldn't wait in line at a food truck for 2 hours, but they do.
Yeah, and I guess that's where I was going with that. What is it in the mindset of people there and here? Because it's not like they don't have unlimited options. That's just a lot of big cities that they had that mindset that they are okay waiting in lines and stuff like that.
Right.
What about that?
Why are we not as excited? I guess that's what. That's my question. Why are we not as excited about stuff as other cities?
Because we're lame, like Tamika said.
We don't have to do that way. Like, we don't. If I go to Juicy Crab and it's an hour wait, I can go somewhere else where I know it's not going. Be a wait. Waiting ain't a thing because I'm not in a city where waiting is a thing. If that's what you're accustomed to and that's what you like, and you know if you go to another hot spot and that's going to be the thing, why drive all the way around town when that's where you know what I'm saying? If that's where you want to go. From the city that I've seen, I probably would wait. I don't know anything that's here.
I mean, because you look at Houston, I'm sure they got an abundance of choices that make you just like, you know, why would you wait for 3 hours?
Yes.
But they do.
They don't have that choice, I guess. I mean, I don't know.
Right.
We will wait.
I just know here, our mentality is so different. I can't see nobody wait 3 hours here for nothing.
No.
You're not ready to get us in.
Hit us with
the news.
I sure am. Get my notes here together. Game 7 World is Tanks weekly. Dose of the hip hop, sports, news, and entertainment. First off, our major story is since every week we go off the air, as soon as we log off, we get a major story. Last week, it was Snoop Dogg blanking, as the youngins say, on Gayle King. I mean, he went off, he called out a name, called out all sorts of bees, and watch out now, and blase this. And it was basically because he felt she disrespected Kobe Bryant in the interview she did for CBS This Morning with Lisa Leslie. Now, excuse me, Susan Rice, the former National Security Advisor, actually stood up for Gayle and said, barked back at Snoop and told him, have you come for Gayle? You coming for the Army. So a lot of people thought that it would have Snoop shook. Snoop did another video. A lot of people was waiting for the apology, but he didn't apologize. He didn't necessarily double down. He just said, nah, he didn't mean anything harmful. You know, he's not an evil person. He comes in love, and surely we didn't think that he would harm a 70-year-old lady. So what are you guys' initial thoughts on the, the shade on the 70? What do you guys think, your initial thoughts on what he said to Gayle? What do you think about Susan Rice stepping out? And what do you think, you know, you guys think Gayle was wrong? Did Snoop go too far or what?
I mean, I don't think he went too far at all. Like, my personal opinion,
you cannot threaten women, ever. You cannot threaten. We cannot say that we love someone or we're going to speak up for someone, and then as soon as we step out of line, we threaten. Men should never, especially not on the internet, especially not when they already got pinned to felony. You should never, there's a way to disagree with somebody without threatening them. There's a way to disagree with somebody without calling them whatever he called, whatever B he called. There's a way to disagree. There's a way to dislike somebody to do something with all that. I was disappointed in him. I get it. I never applaud anybody for that kind of behavior. Was it right? No, on Gayle's part. I think it was. I don't care about her being a journalist, her calling the right answers, but neither one of y'all, as black men with potential future daughters or goddaughters, should say that what Snoop said was right. I'm going to block you on the internet.
Well, I don't get one part. I don't like when y'all say if you got daughters, if you just can't call a lady a bitch. I don't agree with that. What if she do this stuff? Just because you got a daughter,
I did not say not call one. I said the threat.
If she does, well, he said that. And to be fair, honest. We don't think that rich-ass Snoop Dogg was going to do something to rich-ass Gayle King and get a kill. It's not one step in my mind that I think that he will order that, pay for it, or get it executed. I didn't think that not for one second.
Because
you're going to prison for that now.
Yeah, but when he said, we're going to see about you, I took it not as a literal thing, but like this figurative movement
that the internet was
going to blast her ass about it. Yeah, like, I didn't think he was going to put hands on her or put a hit on her.
Right.
I thought he was just saying.
Or even get somebody to put hands on.
We are rational people. He has a responsibility for the irrational also when you make these statements. We're rational people. We know better. You cannot get on the internet and do that. You just cannot.
Hey,
yeah. And
hey, forgive me. We are having technical difficulties. I am going to need y'all to call back in like 90 seconds.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jay.
I know. This was getting really good. Forgive me. But yeah, we need to call back in 90 seconds. I need to recreate the show.
All right.
All right. Okay. All right.